any beast out of Kerder and Vorthos' sight took advantage of the torpor and dozed off, crew beasts and soldiers alike. Even Kerder could not halt her eyelids from drooping. Vortho tried to remain attentive, whispering to Riggan, who was still watching through half-closed eyes.
Those serpents would have showed themselves by now if they was really in there. You sure you saw them go in?
The tracker gave Vorto a pitying look.
I trailed them here. I never saw the snakes enter. I got here too late for that. But they're in there all right.
Whidge was lying quite still. Vorto did not realise that the old sea rat had been suffocated by his own belt.
Look at him. Don't seem to be too bothered by all, does he?
Down inside the dusty gloom of Brockhall, Zasalis slithered forward, pulling his brother and sister along with him.
Soft now. Silent. Let us see what is happening outside.
As they passed the mummified remains of their mother and King Sarengo, locked together in death's eternal embrace, Sestra hissed malevolently.
The time has come to make them pay for this.
Leaving a rearguard of Gowsim shrews above ground, Triss led the woodlanders down the steps into Brockhall. It was gloomy and musty, with the awful odour hanging thick upon the still air. Sagax tried to keep his voice from echoing into the tunnel as he murmured to Skipper,
"Do you think we should chance a light?"
The Otter chieftain mentally debated the point for a moment.
"A light could get us seen, but I think we should have one down here, because we need to see. We'd be best off with a small one that don't flare up too bright."
Chirk felt along the rough rock wall, until she encountered a bend.
"There's one here. Will this do?"
It was a candle lamp, with a good thick candle stump in it. Logalog set flint to tinder and lit it.
"Aye, this'll do fine. The crystal glass is all dusty, but it'll give us enough light to see what we're doing."
The lamp gave off a soft golden light upon an eerie scene. Brockhall, the once legendary home of badgers and their woodland friends, was in a sad state of neglect. Cobwebs hung everywhere, and tree roots hung like tentacles from wall and ceiling. The whole ancient place was deeply coated in dust, with sinister drag marks down the centre of each winding passage. There were side chambers, some with the doors broken down, others screened by curtains which crumbled and disintegrated at a touch. Sagax and Shog entered one and looked around. It had once been a comfortable bedchamber, but now the wonderfully carved furniture was woodworm-riddled and broken. Snakeskins shed in previous seasons caused revulsion among the seekers as they burst and crinkled underpaw.